Hey,
I have something coming your way, too. I was going to mail it today, but today was actually a fucking holiday. Everybody's cards were late this year, but they were funny, so it's worth it. It'll be worth the wait.
Is Matt, are you still away? Are you back? Matt is still away. Well, whenever Matt gets back, I don't know if we want to record a story separately, or do we want to tag it onto the end of this?
Either way, whichever cool. You prefer. I hope that I realized later that it looked like a run-on hashtag that was like 4 pages long, so.
I love it.
I hope it doesn't excited. Suck.
No, it's gonna be awesome. I am sure. We'll wait till Matt gets back to read the latest Workers' Ghost Story Party story.
It took me a long time to actually get the nuts to fucking write it, because I had it in my head for a while, and then I just decided the other night, I was like, now I am doing this!
Nice. I've been getting back into drawing over the last couple days,
yeah.
And I want to just draw more. I also had a lot of stuff I draw at work when I'm bored.
Yeah, doodling.
So I like... Yeah, I've just been doing so many doodles at work, and I was like, oh, I gotta start posting those, and then I actually did... I mean, you guys, I put it on my Instagram.
Yeah, I saw your drawings that you were posting on your picture, your Instagram.
Yeah, I drew this while we were talking.
That's cool.
Which is the paper's really thin.
It's relaxing. I find like when I want to draw and I need to draw, because I'm not like some artist or anything, but there are times when I know enough about it and I enjoy doing it when I do it, and I do it for my friends. Like I do it for you guys at Christmas and stuff when I feel the urge.
Nice.
Just to cut in on this,
yeah.
I just read a news story there. Michael Elgin
again
doesn't want to go back to New Japan because he's scared of Tama Tonga.
he should be.
He's like, Tama Tonga beat me up one time and I don't feel safe, and they're going, you fucking pussy.
What a pussy.
like get
Clyde,
there,
you know what, Clyde Riddance, fuck you, bro.
Isn't he a bit of a prick?
He's done some crappy shit too. He's not exactly
Jeff Cobb took your spot. Fuck off, Jeff.
Yeah,
Cobb
right.
Is better.
And he's better than you.
You know, and but I love the idea that Tama Tonga is just like going, get the fuck out of my locker room. Because I wouldn't fuck with Haku's kid.
Oh fuck no.
You know? It's like I always made the joke and said like, you know, Haku when he was, you know, when he works in a car dealership, like that's his day job.
Nice.
I always said like it must be weird when he gets back from his holidays and they're like, how was your holiday, Haku? And he goes, man, you know how it is. You take 3 hours to drive there, and then it takes 2 hours for the town to surrender to you. Because, you know, they want to, and they're like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm the toughest man alive. Everywhere I go, the mayor surrenders to me on the spot.
I love that imagery. 3 hour drive, 2 hours for them to fucking surrender. What a pain in my ass.
Oh, like, fucking Haku, like, legit. Like Chris Jericho told a story in his first book about how, like, there was, like, Mexican airport police hassling Jericho. So Haku beat up, like, five of them at once.
Nice.
And he broke one of their jaws with a slap. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that they were hassling him intently. It was just, like, he was annoyed that they were, like, taking five extra minutes with Jericho. And he's like, Jericho's my friend, leave him alone. And yeah, Haku's the toughest man who'd ever live, I have to imagine. Like, he's the only human being that I would have said probably had a shot against a bear. And he's prime.
Nice.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you, Mel, about that letter I sent you, but
you're like, it's too good, I can't sit on it.
Well, you dropped it, you latched onto something. There are right wing remakes.
It was meant
well,
to be, John.
But there's a selection of woke remakes, and then there's a selection of right wing remakes.
Awesome.
And I remember I had a good laugh at my pitch for a right wing remake of Thelma and Louise. And
oh my god. I picked the right time to come back to the conversation. Holy shit.
It's a good time. I think all the...
John, you're so
it's good. Five, it's
but
five
actually,
minutes
you know
long.
What? It's
Thelma.
Good. It's good because if he makes the rest of us creative, then he's doing something right, because that's how you're supposed to be.
Thelma just looks at Louise and goes, you know what? My ex-husband was right. We should stop and turn ourselves in.
Oh, no. No. Wait till you get... I went for a similar ending, but it's a different. There's a different tone to it.
Oh boy.
Oh dear.
And it's a good time. from what I remember. I can't remember any of the rest of it.
Yeah, it's funny about writing them, I will say that, is that once you're done writing it, you kind of are just like, I don't want to look at this ever again.
Oh, it's not that. I just can't remember what I write down. Like, I can't remember it,
and I didn't want to, like, mess it, because it's supposed to be a one-off deal. Like, you're supposed to kind of write it.
Yeah, get it done.
Yeah.
But I genuinely can never remember half the jokes I write sometimes. And it's, I don't know, that's part of the fun, I guess. But, like, I remember, there's one that I remember that is, it doesn't have a parody title. It just uses the same title. And I will tell you what the alternate one I had for it, but I'm thinking it's better as it is because it's a more subtle joke. It's pretty funny.
I'm excited.
It's another 80s film that needed to be changed from the problematic story that it is, you know?
Harry and the Hendersons?
No. It's an action film.
I can't wait.
But actually, I can think of the first one I wrote as well, because I remember it's not the one, but I remember I was there going, I wish the Omen?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wish the old woman would work as a written word, but it doesn't work as
it
a
doesn't.
Word. You know? Because I was there going, why can't a girl be the son of Satan? Like, El Hija del Satan. But,
Red Dawn has been remade to be just about some ladies' period. Yeah.
Oh, there's a couple of period jokes in
the movie. Of course there are.
So, no, I think you're... I just looked over the first page. I think we're all going to really enjoy this.
Oh, boy.
So, I really love the little tag here that says, submitted for the workers' ghost story party. With the date and the other side, it says it is a double X story, I guess? It says double X?
It's called double X.
Oh, it's called double X.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. The title of the story. Here also is the best thing. Mel put a post-it on the story that says, this is long. I'm a woman. I can't write a short story without being long-winded.
Nice.
I mean, I'd buy that. It's speaking right to me.
Right. Oh, so submitted for the approval of the Ghost Workers Ghost Story Party, I bring you the story Double X by our own Mel Gray.
I'd better, or else you're fucking sexist.
I think I'm the boss of the Workers Ghost Story.
I think you are.
I'm just the guy who reads the stories. Like, I'm the guy who gets the weird letters. I'm like,
oh my god,
like,
you're the wizard.
Keith is—he's the communications comrade.
Got it. All right, I just took like three mouthfuls of whiskey. Let's do this.
Okay. Oh, I think my favorite thing is this starts with a. This is like a script at the start. I really like this a lot.
It's what I know how to write.
Like this. Interior retail store. Sherry stared across the counter at the angry, stupid bitch glaring at her and smirking. I want to see your manager. She hissed. Cut to 3 days ago. There's a cold place in hell for women who don't vote for other women, a distant, patty voice called. Really? Said Sherry. In hell? Do you know that because you're there, Mom? Sherry was haunted. It was the legacy of all the women in her family. All the women in her family had it. She was haunted by the generations of women who had come before her, and they were loud as fuck.
That is a true nightmare.
Sherry was spelled with an I, if you were wondering. Her full name was Sherilyn, with a Y in Lynn, so she could shorten it to Sherry with an I. And she experimented with a heart over the I, like the other six Sherrys in her classes, but they all did it too. And when she tried putting a peace sign over it, like to be different, Kerry with a K and an I told her and said it was a devil sign. So she just dotted the I like a normal person.
Hail Satan.
Told you, it was great. And her mom said she would switch it up to be different. And she was like, Mom, you named me after Sherilyn Fenn because you were a Donna. And now you want me to be different? Did you know there's a Midwestern restaurant franchise, wannabe Hooters, called Twin Peaks? Right, Mom, because you're a ghost and you're haunting me. Anyway. I like the idea of a Midwestern Hooters-like restaurant called Twin Peaks.
It's
really
a real
thing.
That's actually a
thing.
No! Yes, man.
Are you serious?
They have a decent tap list, man. They do a lot of local. Holy not anymore, good. Of course.
Well, no. Shouldn't be. Anyway. Sherry never understood why her mom seemed to be talking to some voice. Why her mom seemed to be talking to some voice in her ear, her head, after her grandma died. But realized soon after she went to junior high and her mom died, it was actually that no matter if the previous female was alive or dead, she haunted the thoughts and feelings of the woman before her. Because sisterhood, bitches. all the women before her held to a common struggle, equivocating feminism to literally everything. Fuck. It was a bra burning bird. Oh my god, this sentence is amazing, Mel. You're the alliteration. Welcome. Holy fuck, I said it and my brain like exploded.
All right.
It was a bra burning burden to bear. Alliteration aside. God damn it, Mel. It was alliteration aside. It was important. And the only way for female equality to survive was for generation after generation of women to guilt and shame each other into falsely accusing the entirety of the male gender of destroying womananity. It's womananity with a Y instead of an A.
That's the way it's spelled.
Yeah, womananity.
Womananity.
Whatever. Men suck. Women are oppressed. If you're questioning the logic here, you're a goddamn misogynist. Anyway, Sherry had basically tried to be cool and, like, stuff she liked, but she liked sports, and that naturally made her seem like a dyke, and it frightened the men and women in her life equally.
A little bit of a self-insert there.
A little bit. Right what you know, John.
Her mother would say she didn't have to play sports to make boys like her, but she actually liked sports, and her mom had no answer.
Lies.
Her grand must have haunted the fuck out of her mom that night, because the streaking ghost of her mom over the Seahawks almost winning the Super Bowl for a second time in a row was so penetrating, not like a dick though, that Pete Carroll didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, even though literally everyone knows that was the right play, no matter what anyone says. Yeah, Sherry's mom and Grant are the reason. Boogity boo, beast mode. The Siren's Revenge. Sherry's mom hadn't been dead for long, and her seeing two dead bitches like some radical feminine force ghosts was too much. Star Wars is boy shit! They haunted and revealed to Sherry the curse of her vagina.
What?
She would always be haunted by the hysteria of the previous women. Wait, not hysteria. You can't say hysteria. Sherry's grand just ghost slapped Sherry's mom for that. Anyway, Sherry had learned to successfully compartmentalize the ghosts of the chromosomes before her. She played GoldenEye and watched Monday Night Wars with a group of diverse genders in college, and no one seemed to hear the haunted-ass voices of a bunch of dumb cunts who spent all their time trying to be offended by bullshit, like cheering on secretaries of state and attorney generals who elevated their roles as women by doing, in Sherry's opinion, the most offensive thing of all, acting like men. Yay, more lady war criminals. Sherry had three jobs in college, got an undergraduate degree in business, and she'd been working lately as she finished her master's. This lame twat at her POS didn't give a fuck about solidarity. It was December 24th. It was 9/11. 2111.
That's a callback to something better in case the story sucked.
No, I just got it this time before I said it. And the store's open an hour past posted closing time. Okay, so we're going back to the lady at the beginning screaming at her, right? So now, 3 days.
I didn't get you.
No, I'm following. You're giving a lot of good background on Sherry. I know who this woman is. You ruined my Christmas.
I think we all know who this woman is. Continue.
We know her very well. She screamed because she wanted to buy her boy child the most popular toy in America at the 11th hour, and she was actually in a cafe. not a toy store. I want to see your manager, she said. I am the manager, Sherry said. Oh, no, wait. I am the manager, Sherry said evenly. Hashtag swerve. Then I want to see the owner, she shrieked. Sherry shook her head. I'm the manager. I'm the owner. This here's my ship, sweetheart. Yeah, that's right. Sherry was getting her master's and owned and operated her own business. All with one lonely vagina.
Story just got sad.
And if you didn't see that coming, you're either a man or a misogynist or both.
Usually, if you are a man, you are a misogynist.
That's the point of the story.
That's between you and Jesus. That night, Sherry locked up alone.
Jesus.
That night when Sherry locked up alone and when some punk-ass dudes came around tossing actual sexist jabs her way, she called them out and they called her a dyke because we all know smart women who like sports and Star Wars and wear their hair kind of short and don't respond to catcalls, despite how sexy they are dykes. Fade out. Mel, I love the personal energy of that story. That was beautiful.
It's the only thing I know how to do.
No, write what you know, and that you really did. That was awesome. As Matt said, I think we all know this Sherry, this Sherilyn.
Known this Cheryl since I was 8.
That was so great. That's such a great addition to the Ghost Workers Party. That's as the communications comrade. I will keep the story safe.
Well,
John banged on women so hard, I had to actually write one that was sort of counter.
Well, you see, the thing is, you
we've talked about a lot of that stuff anyway.
But you were kind of making fun of yourself a little bit there as well.
Huge.
A little.
And for me, I don't do that. I make fun of other people.
Of course, John. I mean, you're a man being perfect. How can you make fun of yourself?
I mean, honestly, Matt, I walk into the bathroom sometimes and I pick up a bar of soap and I go,
nah,
I don't even need this. I
don't need it.
I don't need it. Like,
tosses it aside, walks away.
Yeah,
this soap needs me more than I need it.
Yeah, I'm just like, if anything, I'm doing this bar of soap a favor.
More times than not, I wake up in the morning, I take my morning piss, I look in the mirror and go, good enough. Well, I mean, why fuck with perfection?